95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What is up, my sister?
It's a beautiful day.
How the hell are you? Right? Yeah, hell yeah. It's all right. Bring some clouds, it'd be better.
You'll take it.
I'll take it.
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
We have our $5,500 one second of nonstop rock this hour.
Can you believe that? $5,500.
Coming up before 4 o'clock, we'll give you a chance to guess that one second of nonstop rock. Remember the story of the woman jumping in the monkey cage at the zoo?
I enjoyed that. The spider monkey cage, no less, yesterday.
In El Paso. Mm-hmm. She was feeding them hot Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
And that got me to revisit the hot Cheetos report that we originally found on NPR.
Which NPR.
Can make anything boring. It's a real talent that they have.
Good afternoon. We're here to make things boring for you this afternoon.
That's pretty much how it works, yes.
How dare you, sir.
America has a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quiz.
Oh!
Aren't we, Sluggo?
I love a good quiz.
Okay, good.
I'm going to fail this bad.
President Trump will be back in office in August.
So I hear.
According to Alex Jones.
What were we thinking? I mean, of course he'll be.
Of course he will.
Yeah, we should investigate that much deeper.
Commonly confused words on today's show.
Oh, nice.
Like lose and loose.
I remember someone.
A lot of people have a lot of problems with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Someone could corrected me on penultimate. I always thought it meant the ultimate. But
oh, that's second too, right?
Second to last.
Yeah.
Second to last. And I'm like, okay, I like learning that crap.
And also sports superstitions, because the Lakers are just getting destroyed by the Suns.
Oh, damn, Phoenix.
And
Phoenix.
You know, that just means that there are not enough Laker fans that are doing their stuff.
The superstition stuff you need to be doing in front of your TV.
Is this shirt you wear? What is it? How do you help?
Got to sacrifice that child? Got to do what you got to do.
I don't think it's quite that bad,
no?
But we'll see.
Well, maybe better.
We'll get to it.
In a while. Hey, we got a brand new Volbeat song. This is brand new. It's nowhere else on the planet, and we're going to play it sometime between now and 4.
All right.
It's damn good stuff.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I just loaded in our little contest, the little snippet song. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like it's any easier than it's been this whole time.
No, it's quite difficult.
Yeah, but it's up to $5,500. Is that right?
That is correct.
And the most it's ever been is $7,500. I did the official research, so
I think we may make that with this clip.
I'm starting to think that, yeah. So because sometime between now and 4.
Does seem pretty impossible.
I agree.
Yesterday we were talking about a woman in El Paso who jumped into a monkey cage and fed them hot Cheetos.
Here, Spider-Man. Monkeys, have some hot Cheetos.
And hot Cheetos always makes me think of the worst and best report that has ever existed. Ever.
Wow.
NPR does a story on hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
And it features these little kids.
I just love hot Cheetos. I love you so much.
Wow. Now, how can you take those kids that are that happy,
right, and excited,
and somehow make a super dull report out of it? NPR is able to do it.
Well, now a story about a snack food that is winning no culinary awards.
Oh my God!
If you've got school-age children, you may be aware of a red menace that is sweeping the nation: flaming hot Cheetos.
Red menace.
Red
about
menace.
Those children were so happy, sir.
Right.
He's a Grinch.
He's so upset. If you're a parent, you're aware of the red menace.
These children and their damn food.
There is one snack that still bedevils her.
Mm.
One snack the kids spend their recesses talking about. The Roadrunner to her Wile E. Coyote.
All right, listen.
Whoa.
Just introduce the principal to the school. Just say, here's the principal of what she thinks about hot Cheetos.
Flaming hot Cheetos.
They don't just buy the little single bags. They usually bring the family size bags.
Of course.
Yeah, why not?
Of course.
Share, you know, yeah.
I don't like red hot Cheetos at all.
No one's asking you to.
You're not. They're not offering them to you, lady.
Right.
You leave them alone.
You don't have to eat them.
I don't think it's good for them. If
well,
you look at
not.
It,
it's
there
Cheetos.
Isn't anything nutritional in there. It's all a lot of chemicals and food coloring.
Right, yeah. Understood.
Exactly. And also very dangerous to give to spider monkeys because they're the ones who fling their poo. So now their poo is flaming hot too. You know what I'm saying?
That does seem like a double negative. That's a very bad thing.
But wait, there's more.
Her students, however, have a slightly different take on the cheese flavored corn snacks.
I like them so much.
Okay, hold up. On the cheese flavored corn snacks.
And
then you go to the most excited kids ever in the history of
right
human
after
civilization.
He said that he slipped into a coma. Yes.
I like them so much.
Oh, see, that's
right.
Nice.
How sweet is
they're
that?
They're my
kid?
Favorite.
Oh.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos. I love them so much.
Shatan Taylor, Olivia Thomas, David Isaiah, and others are huddled around a picnic table on the Jackson playground.
You know, you don't have to take everything so deadly serious.
This is not their names.
War-torn whatever.
They're huddled around a table of death in Siberia. What the hell's going on?
Dude.
And why did I pick Siberia?
They love the spiciness, the crunch, the illicit nature of the snacks.
Okay, hold up. There's nobody. None of those kids said illicit nature of the snacks.
I love the illicit nature of the snacks.
Just let the kids be happy. Yeah. It's not good for them, okay?
And if you must report on it, have a spot of fun.
Try. Jeez. Try to have fun.
Get Corva Coleman involved. She'll know what to do.
Even the red powder that invariably ends up all over them.
Yeah.
And their clothes.
Right.
What's going on with your pants here?
Oh, my God. Are you reaching for a story here?
I'm very uncomfortable with that question. You want to rewind it? Just
yeah.
Five words or whatever it is, because that reporter is looking at a kid.
What is going on with your pants?
And their clothes.
What's going on with your pants here?
Get this guy off the campus now.
That guy should be ejected from campus immediately.
Today, I ate some hot Cheetos in the morning, and I got some on my hands, and then I licked it, so it got red, so I wiped it on my pants.
What would happen to me if I ate this whole bag?
You might have the runs. Your booty might be burnt.
See, now that's the kind of thing to throw in your... Come on, man.
Your booty might be burning.
Your booty might be burning.
That reporter doesn't deserve those kids.
No.
Those kids are gold.
Exactly.
Those reporters are the worst on the planet Earth.
If you were interviewing someone and he said, your booty might be burning, you'd be so real happy. Yeah, that's the ultimate interview. All right, this unbelievably good song from Devorah, Not Dead Yet. And then in just a little while, we have brand new Volbeat for you. You're going to want to play it loud. Hand me those Cheetos, man.
America has a drinking problem.
Yeah!
Bum, 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 bum. This is in the Atlantic, and this makes me think of you, my friend Sligo.
And we should get Heidi on the phone, because she talks about drinking about as much as I do.
Probably. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I love her in the morning.
Have her take the same quiz that you're about to take?
Yeah, let's call her at home. Yeah.
Fine with that. The Atlantic, though, the article starts going south pretty quickly, because it says, a few times if more Americans had been drinking more heavily than now, the Mayflower landed at Plymouth Rock. I was like, nope, I'm out. I don't need a whole history lesson.
You don't need to go back that far.
Nope.
With your little drinking deal.
So I found a little drinking test.
Oh, nice.
Online that we're going to have you answer.
Perfect, cool.
As I believe you are a working, high-functioning alcoholic.
Is that why the general manager and the program director are standing outside
That's
the window?
That's correct.
Oh, it's an intervention.
It's an intervention.
It's been a couple hours since I had one of these.
Boy, and in what world am I leading an intervention?
It's a sad time, dude.
All right, let's listen.
Okay.
If you're trying to figure out if someone is a problem drinker, mm-hmm. the first thing you need to know is something that only the drinker can answer.
Okay.
If you feel comfortable enough, you can ask the drinker this question.
All right.
Have you ever felt you should cut back on your drinking?
Duh.
Sluggo, have you ever felt like you should cut back on your drinking?
Well, let me put it this way. Duh. Of course.
I love the soft music. I love her very soft tones.
We're going to get a joke. This is not the way to approach us,
I don't
folks.
Think so. No. I don't think you'll respond to her.
No.
But let's give it a try.
Yeah, shut up.
All right.
If a person who drinks is uncomfortable with how much he or she is drinking,
mm-hmm.
that means they're probably drinking excessively and on some level aware of it.
I mean, I think that's fair to say.
Sure, of course. Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some problem drinkers have decided to cut back and found themselves unable to do so.
Have you ever decided to cut back and found yourself unable to do
you
so?
You know, for the sake of radio, I want to say yes, but the fact is, no, I've never had a problem.
Really?
No. Anytime I've needed to back down. And as I get older, it's less and less.
So you have had times in your life where you backed down because you felt like you needed to.
I'm drinking so much less than I did in my
That's not possible.
And 20s, yeah. Oh, my God,
You're swimming through your life.
Yeah, I know. You should have seen it back then, dude. Remember when I didn't show up for radio jobs back in the
sure,
day?
Sure, there was that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some behavioral signs of alcohol abuse can include increasing legal troubles.
Are you having increasing legal troubles?
Oh, I got sideswiped on the freeway the other day, but that's all taken care of.
I don't think that's it.
No.
Okay, let's try.
Showing up intoxicated at work.
Absolutely, 100%.
Hungover? Does that count, really? Like, seriously hungover?
You've never shown up to work
stoned?
Drunk? Come on.
Yeah. But not recently. Yeah. It's been a little while.
Yo-yoing, which is drinking and then stopping in a repeated pattern over time.
Yo-yoing.
You mean like over like 5 minutes? You know, you stop for a second and then have another.
I think she means months.
Oh, I see.
I'm not positive.
Well, maybe we should be asking you these questions too. Should we both be asking these questions?
I don't really drink on a daily basis.
Right.
But when I do, I'd go hard.
Right. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's continue.
Yeah, okay.
Overreacting to any perceived criticism leveled against their drinking.
Right.
Oh, especially against the drinking. I will say that, yes, there's a little bit of that occasionally.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's been a long time since someone's like, really? You're going to have another?
Shut up! Yeah! But it's not your wife, is it?
No, no, no. Okay. Certainly right, not. Good.
Experiencing increasing financial problems.
All right. Well, that's radio. I mean, that's just plain radio.
But
that's the stupid
business. Is alcohol adding to the problem?
I don't think so. Maybe probably the management. It's so they're right outside the window. I forgot.
Stealing and likely lying about it.
Oh, probably. I'm sure you've done that.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
When a person who regularly abuses alcohol stops drinking or significantly reduces the amount of intake, withdrawal symptoms will emerge. Symptoms can include shaking, anxiety, and the desire for a drink.
And we're right back at the beginning.
You know, I got to say, though, those are really actually pretty good questions. So I guess I'm a little better off than I thought I was.
So you passed this quiz better than you thought you would.
I did.
I thought you would fail more spectacularly.
You're a
better working alcoholic than I knew.
Yeah, exactly. I honestly think that my deal with that is that if you can't make it to work, if it's getting you...
Meaning that you can't physically show up?
Pretty much, or you can't do your job or whatever.
Right.
That's when it's a problem. As long as it's your time and you're fine.
What if you've never been able to do your job well, but it's not because of drinking?
Yeah, that's me. There you go.
That's both of our problems.
All right, as promised earlier, here you go. New Volbeat.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and it's time for our 1 second of nonstop rock. This is maybe 3/4 of a second. I'm not positive.
That's a full-on second. It is.
Doesn't ever feel like it.
It doesn't. You know what? Let's stand back this time when I play it. I'm going to crank it all the way up and just give it lots of space on either side.
Okay.
So you can really listen.
So you're going to listen to this. Then you're going to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. And you're going to tell us the song title and the artist. And you're going to win $5,500.
Damn straight. All right. Here it is. Now's your chance. Tell us what the hell that is. Something always reminds me of Adam West Batman at the end of that for some reason. The sound. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking paff. Pow. Anyways, 818-955-KLOS if you know.
It's Kevin and Sligo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $5,500, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, my name is Loopy.
What is your name?
Loopy.
Loopy. You're color 13.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my God. I've been trying forever.
All right. Now, do you think you know this one?
Don't tell us yet, but do you think you know it?
I think I might.
We're hoping for you, Loopy. That'd be awesome.
I hope so, too.
It's a hard one.
It is.
It is very hard. Yeah. Yes, for $5,500, though. If you get it, you win that money.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Name of the song and the artist. Here you go. What is that?
Van Halen, Everybody Wants Some?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Get in your time machine, go back in time, and call us again and try again, all right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All right, now...
$6,000 between 4 and 5.
No coughing on the radio.
Sorry. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We brought up this story yesterday. It sort of came out of the QAnon conference that was happening over the weekend in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And there were a lot of speakers on stage, and a lot of people were referencing the fact that Donald Trump would be reinstated into the office of president.
Theoretically in August. Put back where he belongs.
Correct.
Yes.
Which isn't constitutionally correct. Like, that's not the way the Constitution would allow for it to happen.
Well, my red tie and I have changed.
But they're saying that, like, it happened in, how do you say?
Myanmar? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. The military just took over.
Right.
And just put in the other people.
I'm
just
not sure.
Said, you know what? Hey, we're going to stop with this now, Mr. Biden.
Right.
And you're going to move on, and we're just going to insert Donald Trump, which is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's a slightly different military, you know, sort of a different mindset. Our military is a little more to the book, following the book.
I would say so, too. too.
Than just out, hey, let's do this.
So
why not?
That's what makes me think that the QAnon are, they're going so far to the right, so right. far ridiculous now.
Yeah, I think it's past right. I think it's in a different universe at this point.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So you kind of have to out yourself as being an idiot at this point if you think that's going to happen.
Right, right.
Maybe you think there was some injustice in the vote.
Which hasn't been proven
that hasn't
at
been
all.
Proven either.
No, no, quite the opposite.
But if you think he's just going to get reinstated.
Waltz back in.
We lost you.
Yeah.
But I thought that we would check in with somebody who might be able to explain it better.
Oh.
And that is the broadcaster who's been kicked off YouTube and Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Alex Jones.
What?
Alex.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll tell you who's going to look dumb, my friend, in August. It's not going to be. It's not going to be QAnon. It's going to be you, because it's true. Trump is going to be replaced, reinstated, rather, as the president of the United States. And that's going to happen.
And how is that going to happen?
Because General Flynn has realized the entire Secret Service has been replaced by shape-shifting dolphins. And that automatically precludes any protection for this so-called Biden administration, whoa, which, as we all know, are simply made up of lizard people. If you follow the trucks full of flies being dropped off at the White House, you'll recognize what they're eating.
Now, I haven't checked into InfoWars ever. It just seems a little further off than normal, sir, that you're saying at this point. That's a
tell you what's off. I'll tell you what off is.
Yes.
Why is it that Kamala Harris is always wearing pants? Do you ever realize that? She never wears a skirt or a dress. That's because she has no bottom half to her body.
That's so stupid.
She is half alien. The bottom half of her body, her legs are made up of small children tied end to end.
That's just so stupid.
Well, there might be something to that. I don't know.
There is something to that. And that's because we've discovered Dr. Fauci. By the way, Fauci, spelled backwards, is I cough. When he was created,
what difference?
In the
that's
lab.
Important. Wait, what difference does that make?
Because when he was working in the virus lab in Wuhan, when he released this virus, he also built Harris's special kid legs. That has been proven time and time again. That's why the White House smells of pizza and Bengay, and Ben Psaki is a swarm of cicadas that's been stuffed into a flesh suit wearing a wig.
So the cicadas are in on it too, sir?
Absolutely. The signal has been given. Trump will be reinstated because of the Friends reunion.
Because of the Friends? It comes back on you, Kevin.
I knew it! This stupid Friends. Wouldn't that be awesome if they caused this?
That was the signal, and now we know it's time to go back into the White House, because the penguins are also frying fish now underwater, which seems impossible, but they're making it happen somehow. And I just have one last question. Mm-hmm. Would you like to buy some nano silver infused toothpaste that cures COVID? I've got a bunch of it.
We're good. But thank you for joining us, Alex. We appreciate the explanation.
2 for 1.
Nope. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a list here of commonly confused words.
Ah, I love these.
Which I do a decent amount.
Well, yeah, most people do.
Which I do a lot.
Yeah, I'm not.
Is that a lot or is it a lot?
Sure, whatever you like. I'm fascinated by words. I love it. I told you, I used to read the dictionary when I was a kid.
I know, that's the nerdiest thing I've ever heard.
It is total dorky.
Why would you read?
I'll tell you how it got started.
Because it's only words. It's not even a sentence.
Right, but I was fascinated. First of all, I would always look for the naughty words. I'd like, is this dictionary have the naughty words in it? Are we going to find the F word?
Are you eight now?
Grade school.
Okay,
all right. Yeah, no, I still do. and then from there, I just like dig in deeper and I'm like, oh, what does this mean? And I don't know. I was fascinated.
Really?
By,
do you have a better vocabulary than most people?
Good vocabulary.
Because of that.
Yeah. And I'm also not one of those people that goes and corrects people all the time.
That drives me crazy too. Although if I'm doing something like publicly, like I'm doing it on Twitter and I'm spell,
sure,
I do want to know that.
I
mean,
yeah, but I won't point it out to you because I still don't do that. I just won't.
No, that's fine. If you don't care about me,
no.
Fine.
That is exactly it.
So we're going to take your phone calls at 818-955-KLOS, commonly confused words. My problem is shortening stuff, like on Twitter, so I'll write through THRU,
right. Yeah.
And I know that that's not technically right, but
right.
I just shorthand it as I'm going.
Right.
And I get that confused a lot.
Right.
Then I also have to think twice about their, T-H-E-I-R.
Oh, really?
And their, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R.
I don't know why I have that super memorized.
I don't. I have to just pause for a second and go, okay, I understand it now.
Right.
And then I move on, but I do have to stop for a second and think about it.
The one that gives me the trouble still, and I've never really been able to shake it out, is lay and lie. You're going to lay down, you're going to lie something down, you're going to
lay. Yeah, that's nonsense.
But I mean, if you're going to be correct, you know, and especially if you're writing, which is one of the things.
This says to lie down, this is lie, to lie down a person or an animal.
Okay, and then to lay
something down. I have a headache, so I'm going to lie down for a while.
Right.
Laying is laying an object.
A thing, yes. And for some reason, I can't remember that. I always have to look that one up.
I would assume because you probably don't use it all that often.
Well, you know, you don't get laid very often, so sure, why not?
That's a different word altogether.
Okay. Well, that's why I'd be looking up in the dictionary. L-A-I-D. Woo, it's in here. This is a good dictionary. Nice.
And then there's also T-H-E-R-E.
Yep.
So I do have to kind of pause just for a second.
You know, there's a bunch of weird rules, and I don't know that one offhand, but it's they are.
Right.
So apostrophe R-E.
Right.
There.
Right, which is a place.
Right. And then there,
which is a possessive. Right.
Yes.
But I do have to pause.
Yeah.
And it frustrates the hell out of me like, all right, well, how many times have I paused on this on these words?
Yep.
Every single time.
And the I before E was the biggest lie ever given to mankind.
I'm not sure that was the biggest lie, but it was
the biggest
one.
Yeah. I before E except after C. No, it isn't. Sometimes. Depends on its mood.
All right, so commonly confused words. What are your trouble spots? 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, we have our 1 second of nonstop rock up to $6,000.
Come on, gotta win.
Coming up in a few minutes. Right now, we're talking about commonly confused words. You have one?
Affect and effect.
Oh, yeah.
Affect and effect, those two?
Yeah. What is the sound effect and what is the effect on this? You know, it is very hard. How does it affect you? Yeah.
Do you have to stop and think about it every time?
I do.
Does that make you mad like it does me?
Yeah, it does. I get a little pissed. Okay. But I know my there's very well.
All right, we'll take it easy.
What do you think about that, Kevin?
Yes.
Right on. Thanks
for calling.
Hi, KLOS.
Accept and accept.
Oh, yeah.
A-C-C and E-X?
And E-X, yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how it works.
Speaking of accept, I know that Balls to the Wall is going to be playing this weekend on our Glam and Slam.
Right on.
Yeah, right? That should be nice and loud. And it will be spelled A-C-C-E-P-T, not E.
E-P-T, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Oh, we're nerds. KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thank you. We're talking about commonly confused words.
Okay, it irritates me when people say conversate instead of converse.
Conversate? I've never heard anybody say that.
I don't think I have either.
I don't know. It happens all the time. They think they're all smart, and they said, yeah, so we're going to conversate. And I'm like, conversate? Converse.
You're not speaking to British people, are you? Because I know they say contribute. They say it contribute.
Well, actually, perhaps. I'm here in L.A., man. I hear it all the time.
It's not that bean idiot then you're talking to.
I was just going to say that.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah,
we appreciate
it. Calling. Hello, KLOS.
I would say lose and lose, like if you're playing a game and you lose, or that something doesn't fit because it's lose.
One O or two O's.
Yeah.
Yeah, like which one do you use? Which one has two O's and which one has one?
I don't have a stupid little rule for that, but there is for dessert and desert. And my dad pointed this to me when I was a kid. He's like, do you want two desserts and do you want two deserts? You want two desserts, so two S's, and one desert, so one S.
How does that help with lose and
it
loose?
It doesn't at all, and okay. I'm sorry, ma'am, and I hope you live your life okay.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, KLOS. Problems with words?
Hey, you two wordsmiths.
That's us.
In a nutshell.
Is that indubitably or no doubt?
Indubitably or no doubt. Is there a real difference between the two?
It's like, hey and hey, are you talking about the stuff that grows, or hey, how are you?
I'm talking about the stuff that grows, man.
That's not at all what we're talking about.
Thanks for calling. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Look how you did that with the timing.
Sad, really.
You're a professional. We have our 1 second of nonstop rock coming up in a few minutes for $6,000.
Damn, Gina.
So that's coming up right now. We're taking a few more commonly confused words. KLOS, hello.
Insure and insure.
Oh, interesting. I don't know the difference in that one.
Insure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, insure, like you said, starts with an E, and that is to make sure that something is happening. And insure is to keep you, like, to insure you. Insurance, right? I-N. Would you say that's right?
Absolutely correct.
Woo-hoo! Absolutely.
But said poorly.
Yeah, very said. Yeah, exactly.
Gold stars.
Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Problems with words?
Problems with words.
Yeah, I guess he did. I guess so. I guess that's his case. That's too bad.
$6,000.
You know, and you can feel it. It's getting closer. Someone's going to hit this.
It's not getting closer so far.
Well, I know. No, that's true. But, you know, it's like you walk past a progressive, you know, eventually someone's going to hit it.
A slot machine?
It's going to be you. Yeah.
It's not going to be you, though.
It's going to be you.
Okay. It's
never,
not,
ever.
All right. $6,000, though, for our 1 second of nonstop rock. So we'll play you the clip. You have to listen to it. Be caller 13 at 818-955 KLOS. Give us the song title and the artist, and you will win $6,000.
Damn. And here it is. That's what we're talking about. What is it? 818-955 KLOS. Good luck. So, you know, Tarantino's new Beverly Theater just reopened yesterday.
I know. That's such good news.
People sitting inside watching movies. And as I understand it, Dazed and Confused showing up there very soon.
That excited about that.
Insanely cool.
It's Kevin and Swago.
For
$6,000.
KLOS, who's this?
Jose Ortiz.
Jose Ortiz, you're caller 13.
Hell yeah.
Finally, you think you know what this is?
I'm pretty sure. I narrowed it down to one band, two songs. So let's see what we got.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, we're dying to give this $6,000 to you. So just tell us the name of the song and the artiste, and it's yours. All right?
Let's do it.
Okay, here it is. What is that?
The Who won't get fooled again? Come on.
Incorrect.
I hate having to say no.
Sorry.
Damn it.
Sorry,
Jose.
Coffee and hookers. They're
Well, listen, call tomorrow between 3 and 4. It'll be worth $6,500.
Yeah, and they'll still be waiting for you.
All right. Sounds good.
Right on, man.
Bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba Booey!
I turned on the Lakers game last night.
Oh, my God.
And we're behind by 30.
It's no big deal, 30.
In the second quarter. And my theory on the NBA has always been that it's a pretty slow-moving game. And you can pretty much make up any run. Any NBA team can make a run in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you've seen some pretty amazing comebacks.
To erase whatever lead there is.
Yeah.
And yet, last night, it didn't happen.
Well, you know.
It stayed at 30.
It's been a little rough this year so far.
And the Lakers look pretty bad.
Those Phoenix Suns, man. That little, you know, our little suburb, the Phoenix.
Yeah,
they're cute out there. It's nice cute, out in the desert and everything. But stop it!
I was talking to my mom a couple of nights ago when a game was on, and she was clearly watching the game.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the FaceTime thing, and I was like, Mom, you're watching the game, aren't you? And she's like, yes.
Rooting for Phoenix, I assume? Yes. Ah!
I said, I'll call you back. I'm going to have to watch now.
Yeah, right.
But the Lakers are having a problem, and so that makes me think that some of the Lakers fans are not doing their part.
Yeah, clearly, you know, there's some things you need to do before and during each game to help them win.
Correct. I'm going to admit right up front that this is dumb.
Okay.
But when the Kings were in the playoffs and they won the Stanley Cup, I wore the same sweatshirt every single game.
Oh, we know. I remember that.
Why?
Some smells going on there, my friend.
Why? Because it was lucky. Of course that's
right. Sure. No. And it totally works.
Yes, and
You know, when I get up to a slot machine, I always touch it on the top left, middle left, bottom right.
No, but I seriously wore the same sweatshirt. I really did that. And I know it's stupid.
But did you think anywhere in your brain, was there even a little piece that thought this might help? Or was it just to show support?
I don't know, because by game 8, it was pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, I know it's stupid.
Yeah, I always like to say.
I'll put that out there.
Right.
I know it's dumb.
I always like to say I don't really believe in things like that. But when you shine a light on your brain and you really kind of look at stuff, every once in a while.
But did I wear the same sweatshirt? Yes, I did.
Sure. Yeah.
Why? Because.
It might help.
So I'm just saying maybe.
It puts
Lakers,
the energy out there.
Maybe Lakers fans aren't doing their job.
Yeah.
Your lucky pair of socks, your jersey that you always wear.
What is it? What's your special thing?
Right?
Yeah.
Your drink that you you always drink when, if you remember John Frost?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Our friend who used to watch games, and if he was, like, leaning over,
yeah,
when the team took the lead, he would stay in that position.
I love John.
Yeah, he was crazy.
And, well, remember how well the Lakers were doing back in the
yes.
day? Yes. Probably John Frost.
Because it was him.
John, what are you doing? Lean! Or whatever.
So, Lakers fans, we're looking for you and your crazy superstitions that yep. you know are crazy, but you do them anyway.
It might help.
Might help.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have a new song coming up.
Oh, man, this new Volbeat. I've been loving what they've been cranking out. Now they've got some new stuff. We're going to play it. World premiere today on KLOS.
We're talking about sports superstitions. Some of you Laker fans may not be doing all of your stuff right.
Yeah. Make sure you're jumping up and down or you're doing your twirl or whatever.
Whatever jersey you wear, yeah. underwear you wear, yeah. whatever it might be, you need to do your job.
Lakers need help.
KLOS, hello.
I'm just letting you guys know that I just read a post. AD says he's playing tomorrow.
Oh, no kidding. All right.
Yep. Well, there you go.
Hurt groin and all.
Yeah.
I like
it. Lakers.
I like it.
Yeah, I always play with my hurt groin, so.
That's not.
Oh, no, not this.
It's completely different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, do you have a sports superstition?
I sure do, man. The Lakers.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I have a pair of boxers.
You have a pair of boxers?
I wear them all postseason. I don't wash them.
Okay.
My wife wants to throw them away.
I bet she does.
And I won't let her throw them away until the Lakers win, or if they lose, they're gone.
But wait, so the Lakers are having problems right now. Is that because of your boxers?
I think so. I kind of had a little shock the other day.
So did the Lakers, by the way.
That song right there was brand new when I first met you, pretty much. Wow! And we played that on the radio in Phoenix, Arizona, back in the day when it was new.
1986,
7, something like that. Wow, I don't know offhand, but yeah.
We're old.
Yeah, I gotta go home and pet your kitty. See you tomorrow, Kevin.
See you tomorrow with our 1 second of nonstop rock, $6,500. Between 3 and 4.
On this day in rock in 1973, Jeff Lynne and his ELL pals began their first U.S. tour. It was a 40-day trek that started off in San Diego. It was on this day in rock in 1976 when McCartney and Wings set a new world record. They performed in front of 67,100 people in Seattle. It was the largest attendance for an indoor crowd ever. It was on this day in rock in 1984 when Aerosmith kicked off their 59-date North American Back in the Saddle tour at the Capitol Theater in Concord, New Hampshire. 9 years later, they kicked off their 169-date Get a Grip world tour on this day in rock in 1993.